Good evening and welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. Our play tonight is Eric Finds His Mom, written by Joe Graceffo and directed by Scratched Up Radio Theater. 2024 will go down as one of the more tempestuous presidential election years in modern history. Check that. In all of American history. Our story resumes a few months after Donald Trump shocks the political pundits and GOP naysayers by jettisoning running mate J.D. Vance, the first-term senator from Ohio, replacing him with political neophyte and former adult film actress Stormy Daniels.
It is after midnight on election eve here in Atlanta, 12:10 a.m. to be precise, and CNN can predict that all 19 of Pennsylvania's electoral votes will go to the Harris-Waltz ticket, pushing them within a hair's breadth of the White House.
And you would have thought that that would have been enough.
It is now 3:04 a.m. here on the East Coast, and the votes from 81% of the precincts in Hawaii have been tabulated. The remaining precincts have long been Republican strongholds. We'll go to our chief statistician in a moment.
Funny how a few notes here, a few votes there can swing an election.
CNN can now call Hawaii's four electoral votes for Donald Trump, pushing his electoral college count above the 270 threshold.
And just like that, at precisely 3:05 a.m. Eastern Time, CNN declared Trump the winner. President-elect Trump. My, my.
We have Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro standing by for comment. Governor Shapiro.
What the f*** just happened? I mean, seriously, what the f***ing holy hell just happened? Hawaii? Hawaii? Are you people out of your f***ing minds?
As you might guess, the Democrats challenged the results of key precincts in Hawaii they had expected to lean heavily toward the Harris-Waltz ticket. And that challenge went absolutely nowhere. Well, in fact, it went all the way to the Supreme Court and was promptly thrown out, a majority of the justices citing, quote-unquote, lack of merit. We pick up our story in late March 2025.
I'm here to meet with the president. Lots of meetings today.
Oh, hello, Mr. Tickle. It's so nice to see you.
Cabinet secretaries today, foreign ambassadors tomorrow.
Never ending, I'm sure. You're his chief of staff, a very important position, Mr. Tickle.
You know, Dolores, I never imagined I'd still be a part of the inner circle. I thought for sure I'd be out on my ass, rooting around in the gutter for spare nickels, lodging in SROs, standing in lines waiting for hot meals at DC soup kitchens.
Why is that, Mr. Tickle?
Because I tried to turn his campaign upside down. I wanted him to lose. It didn't work. Then his wife, Melania, paid me and some guy named Benny to...
You mean Benjamin?
Yeah, that guy. Are they still, you know...
Mm-hmm.
We bugged his study at Mar-a-Lago to dig up dirt. There was nothing. It just doesn't matter.
People love the purple robe.
Ugh, that was my idea.
You're kind of a genius, Mr. Tickle.
My wife thinks I'm an idiot. She left me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Tickle.
Oh, well, it was bound to happen. You may as well show me in.
Where?
To see the president.
I can't. He's in conference.
What? It's 7 a.m.
He's an early riser.
I keep his calendar. There is nothing for the next 2 hours except watching fake news.
Just a sec, I'll check.
Oh no. When I said every surface, I didn't think you were going to take that literally.
Sorry, Mr. Tickle, he's still in conference.
Very unusual. Break from protocol, that kind of thing.
What?
Never mind. I guess I'll just have to wait.
No, Mr. Tickle. Let's go have coffee. The president will be free after.
Don't you have to stay at your desk?
I really have nothing to do. The Office of Management and Budget hasn't even approved a budget for me yet. No computer, not even pencils. I couldn't take a memo even if I wanted to.
That's terrible.
That's the bureaucratic red tape. Come on, Mr. Tickle. I know a coffee shop just off Pennsylvania Avenue. It's cute. You'll like it.
Hey. Well, okay. They say if you want a friend in Washington, buy a dog.
I'm not a dog.
No, of course. I didn't mean it that way.
People say I'm kind of cute.
You are. You're cute.
Just don't grab my butt.
I wasn't.
Kidding. Help me on with my coat, will ya? The weather is as cold as a witch's tit in a brass bra.
My, aren't you colorful?
That wasn't very ladylike.
That's okay.
You're funny, Mr. Tickle.
Oh, Mr. President. I'm over here.
Where are you, you little minx?
Here, behind the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands.
It was standing. It's a bit droopy now.
One nation, under God.
Under Trump. At least I was.
Indivisible.
Invisible?
If you keep interrupting, I'm never going to get through this.
You got through it just fine. Is there a shower through that door?
With liberty and justice for all. There.
A shower. I'd like to freshen up.
That was great. I've never had sex in the Oval Office.
That was my first time, too.
Well, I would guess so.
You would? Really?
I can't send you to my bedroom on the second floor, so you'll have to make do with the executive washroom.
So, no shower. Okay, order us some breakfast while I fix my face.
Sure. Say, what do I call you?
What did you call Mike Pence?
I didn't have a name for him. It was just, hey you.
Ooh, well, I don't like that. That's very demeaning.
Yeah, well, he was such a bootlicker. I never bothered with a name for him.
How about Madam Vice President?
Yeah, that would have suited him.
I meant for me.
Oh, I like that. Okay, Madam Vice President. Ham and eggs all right with you?
I'm a granola gal. Yogurt and 8 ounces of freshly squeezed orange juice.
I feel like I'm a glass of freshly squeezed orange juice.
Keep your pants on, Mr. President.
Oh, Madam Vice President, we're going to have one hell of a good time running the country.
I can't wait to lay out my policy proposals after breakfast.
Lay out your what?
My policy proposals.
I thought we'd play some golf. That's how we met, you know?
What was that? Sorry, I was revitalizing my complexion.
Golf. I thought we'd get in 9 holes before lunch.
My, my. Sounds like an orgy.
What? That's how we met, Madam Vice President, playing golf.
Yes, but all that turned out so unpleasantly. Besides, Eric is meeting me at 10 a.m.
Eric?
Your son?
I know who he is.
I'm taking him to the zoo. He wants to see the new giant panda exhibit. They've just arrived from China.
China. Don't trust them.
Oh, come on. They're cute, cuddly bears. Oh, and Mr. President, when it's just you and me, just call me Stormy.
Oh, darn. I was hoping to call you Madam Vice President while we, you know.
Maybe. We're going to have to be, well, you know, careful.
I don't use protection.
I'm well aware of that.
And you're how old? You're not giving birth to a little Speaker of the House. We don't have to worry about that.
I'm not going to be popping out little cabinet members either. That's not how it works. Those doors are old and creaky. I don't want someone to burst in on us.
I'll call a locksmith.
Thank you, Mr. President. You're a gentleman.
Call me Donald.
Donald. Can you order our breakfast? Time's a-wasting.
That's funny. Dolores is not at her desk. No matter. I'll call the kitchen.
This is nice, Dolores. You'd never guess there was a coffee shop back here.
Yes, I just stumbled on it one day.
Really?
Really and truly, I literally fell down on the sidewalk, and when I looked up, I could see it through the bushes.
That's a lovely description.
Is it? My shoes got scuffed, I tore my nylons, and nearly cracked my skull.
Oh my.
That was a month ago. I'm all right now. You must not have seen me that day. I was all shaky inside.
Honestly, Dolores, these first few months serving as the president's chief of staff have been a blur. I barely get time with him. The vice president seems to occupy most of his schedule.
When did your wife leave you?
Right after I was appointed chief of staff.
That must have felt just awful, Mr. Tickle. Rejection and all that.
Well, yes.
Don't feel bad. Don't feel blue. Don't you know that I like you?
What?
It's supposed to go, I love you, except I hardly know you, Mr. Dick Tickle.
Well, Dolores, say, what's your last name?
Belfleur. Dolores June Belfleur.
Isn't that just peachy?
Well, aren't you the clever one, Dick Tickle? How did you know I hail from the great state of Georgia?
Just a guess.
Well, Dick Tickle, guess what I want to be when I grow up?
I wouldn't know where to start. Though you don't strike me as someone destined for a political career.
Nah, I just filled out an application and landed outside the Oval Office. Need a hint?
Wait. I see you wearing a beautiful summer dress in a garden or solarium. Chairing a ladies' committee to raise money for starving orphans. Or kittens, something like that.
Nope. You have very antiquated notions, Dick Tickle. I want to write crime stories.
Crime stories?
Yes! About con men that prey on the elderly, robbing them blind, then cutting them up and storing their bodies in the attic till their children come around and they pretend the old goober sold them the house and the smell is from rodents. Stuff like that.
Well, Dolores, I just don't know what to say.
Don't say anything, Dick Tickle. Just kiss me quick.
Kiss you?
Can't you tell when a girl likes you?
No, that's always been one of my shortcomings.
You're not short, Dick. Just shy.
I'm a little out of...
practice. I can tell. That's okay. I like practicing.
I'm lost, Eric. Were we supposed to turn right back there to get to the Chinese Panda Exhibition?
I don't know. I don't read maps very well.
That's okay. They can be hard to figure out.
I don't read anything very well. Dad says I'm dyslexic. Except he pronounced it dick. Let's ick.
That's not very nice.
It's okay. Just Dad being funny.
So what do you think? Should we go right or left?
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Catch a panda by the toe. If he hollers...
Oh, stop. I think we can decide without that.
I can't.
You don't do that every time you have to decide something, do you?
Yes. In my head. I don't say it out loud.
Well, thank you for sharing. Why don't we sit a second? I had the most productive conference with the president this morning. I really think he likes my positions.
I think somebody told Mom about those positions, and she refuses to leave the Lincoln bedroom. Won't even let the staff in to clean.
I wasn't talking about... Never mind. I told him we need to fix those doors. And by the way, she's not your mother.
I know. My real mom's dead, and I want a new one.
I can tell.
Look. Macaws. Aren't they pretty?
They're beautiful. I love wild animals.
Me too.
So does your father. I mean, the president.
You can call him Dad. It's just you and me talking.
How about if I call him your father?
Uh-huh. Okay.
So earlier this morning, I laid out my positions, policy positions, and many of them had to do with protecting our freedoms.
From excessive taxation for gun rights and big oil's freedom to drill, baby drill?
Not exactly. Freedom to express ourselves through the press and creative arts. Freedom to educate our children as we like, without any forms of censorship.
Freedom to get sick and seek health care without the fear of bankruptcy and homelessness. Freedom to roam. Both people, not walls, and animals. No fences.
Wow.
I really and truly love wild animals, Eric. Particularly wild horses. There are sanctuaries from California to Montana, but there are herds everywhere.
Really?
Yes. Have you heard, pardon the pun, of Cumberland Island in Georgia? Wild horses have been there since the 1700s. I want more space for horses to roam.
Wow. And Dad likes that position.
Yes. Can you believe it?
And the other stuff? The education, healthcare, and the new stuff? He likes that too? And no wall. Dad loves that wall.
I'm working on him.
Well, okay. But I thought Dad was going to make America great again.
We are, Eric. Don't you see? We really will. But in the best sense of what that expression should mean.
I don't get you.
Your dad was a builder before he ever thought of being a politician, right?
Yes, that's right.
I just want to bring him back to who he was. I want him to build roads and bridges, not walls. Build people up by investing in education and healthcare instead of letting them fall through ignorance and poverty. And build, enhance, freedom for people and wild things.
What about fish?
Yes. Oh, Eric, our oceans need us to care for them, too.
You're pretty smart.
Eric, most people want to build things up, not tear them down, or let them go to waste. But people aren't perfect. They need to be reminded. And for all of us to act together sometimes takes that extra effort to write down what we want.
Laws?
Eventually. Though first, your dad has to float policy proposals toward congressional subcommittees. That'll start the ball rolling.
Gosh, Madam Vice President, how do you know all this stuff?
I read a lot.
I thought you were a porn star.
Ah, that never took that much time. A quick in, out, grab the money shot, get paid, and get on with my day.
Wow, that is so cool.
It paid the bills. Well, shall we see if we can find those pandas?
They don't bite, do they?
Just keep your hands to yourself.
I bet you say that to all the guys.
I should have, Eric. I should have. Come on, let's go.
Okay.
And afterwards, let's take a walk around the tidal basin. The cherry blossoms are blooming.
Wow. You're the best vice president ever.
Melania? Melania?
That. Who? Go away.
Madam First Lady, it's me, Don Jr.
I said go away. What is this?
Guessing by the hour, 7 p.m., and the lack of anything wholesome on the plate, I'd say it's your dinner.
Okay, push it inside.
What? I don't think...
The cart, you idiot. I'm not going to eat dinner out here in the hallway.
Sure, okay.
Just there, next to my desk.
What's he doing here?
I just clean the bedroom like she say to do. She say he, President Lincoln, no like tangled sheets and crumbs on floor. He make sad face when Benny no clean.
He can't make sad face, he's dead.
Maybe no, I no say for sure, Mr. Don Jr.
He was shot in the head.
What's it to you, Don Jr.?
Again, what's he doing here?
Isn't that obvious? He's cleaning.
He works for Dad at Mar-a-Lago.
So? Now he works for your father here.
Huh? Well, nobody ever keeps me apprised of anything. Except today, Eric told me something I need to discuss with you.
What is it?
It's a private matter. For your ears only. Oh, come on, do I have to spell it out for you?
Do you want me to leave?
Vamos, Kimasabe.
Don't talk to him like that. He is a trusted employee.
Just get rid of him. What I have to say can't wait.
I will show him to the door. Come along, Benjamin.
Yes, I understand, miss. He's not a problem, is he?
What's the holdup?
Nothing, senor. I be going now.
So, what's Eric's big news?
The vice president has been filling Dad's head with lots of terrible ideas. Terrible ideas!
What sort of ideas?
Liberal, socialist, communist ideas.
Pish posh. Not possible. Eric is making that up.
He's not making it up. The vice president confides in Eric. She tells him everything. Everything.
What in the world? Stormy? And Eric?
It's not what you think.
Isn't it?
It's worse. It's kind of Oedipal. Ever since Mom died 2 years ago, he's been lost. He needs guidance.
That's disgusting. So, it's true. Your father has gone communist.
You should hear some of the crazy ideas in his head. Healthcare as a right for all Americans. Even the little brown people that sneak over the border.
Watch it, Buster. I like the little brown people.
No wall, that's out. And you know how Dad loves the wall. Now he wants to curb fracking, reinstate the fuel economy standards for car emissions, call a moratorium on offshore drilling, upgrade EPA standards to reduce pollution. Then get this, he wants wild horses to run free.
Why? I don't understand.
It's her. It's all her. She has poisoned his mind.
He has no mind. He thinks with his penis.
Exactly.
This is not going to go over well with MAGA. They are going to absolutely hate him for this.
Why are you laughing? This is terrible. The worst possible thing that could have happened.
They're going to turn on him.
They're going to impeach him again. Not the Democrats this time, his own base. And they'll convict him. Maybe it's not too late. Maybe I can through to him in time.
Let it go, Don. Let it go.
I can't. I have to convince him to forget these insane ideas before the media gets hold of them. It's Eric.
Answer it.
I'm afraid. Here, you answer it.
Hello? Now? CNN? When did it start? Okay.
We're going to make all of that happen, like overnight. That's the way I do things.
So you're not getting rid of the Department of Education after all?
No. And we're going to make all public colleges and universities tuition-free, and we're canceling all existing student debt.
Wow. And abortion, women's reproductive freedom.
Everything I just spelled out for you today is about freedom. Freedom of the press, freedom to protest, freedom from gender stuff, and systemic racial things. Freedom to breathe air and drink water. Clean, both of them. We're going to build back our buildings and re-something-something. Forget that one. And no more messing with women's bodies. Not even me. And that was a difficult decision, let me tell you.
Mr. President, what's happening?
It's my second and last term. I can do anything I want.
What inspired this change?
Nobody. This is all me. Me. I went to Wharton. I'm a genius.
How are you going to convince your MAGA minions to go along with this? They may not like these new ideas.
They don't care about ideas. My ideas. I've never had them before. They love me. They love me.
I'm sorry. Dad should have given you credit for everything that just came out of his mouth.
He doesn't give me credit for what goes in my mouth, either.
It's been a long day. I'm getting sleepy.
I'd offer you some hot cocoa, though you should probably be running along home to Laura.
She's always out. Always busy.
You're welcome to stay. I can make up the daybed for you.
Would you? I'd like that. I'd like that a lot.
First, some hot cocoa.
Oh, boy.
This is the place, Dick Tickle. I live on the third floor.
Time flies when I'm with you.
Coffee turned into lunch.
Then lunch somehow turned into dinner.
I enjoyed our day.
I hope being away all day didn't cost you your job.
Even if it does, I'll find another one. I'm just killing time till I finish my first novel.
Oh, I bet it's gonna be amazing.
You're too darn sweet to me, Dick Tickle.
I enjoy, you know, practicing kissing with you.
Oh, my stars, I did too. Would you like to come upstairs, read a few pages?
I don't want to, you know, take advantage.
Oh, Dick Tickle, don't you know when a girl is making a pass at you?
Dolores, dear Dolores, you are something else.
I am indeed.
Over here.
Why are we meeting in this smelly place?
Yeah, Don. I was napping.
Have either of you been watching the news? Have you seen what's happening? He's in a free fall.
Your father is an idiot. He should have kept the other idiot on the ticket instead of replacing him with that harlot.
Watch it.
Oh, no. Not you two. Of course, you two. That makes sense.
What are you two talking about?
Her.
We have more important matters to contend with. Jim Jordan, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Lauren Boebert have filed articles of impeachment. This is bound to be the fastest hearing in congressional history, and the Senate trial won't drag on for days. It will be over and done in minutes.
So, what is the big deal?
Well, stepmother, we'll all be out on our ass. How's that for a big deal?
Calm down, Don.
Yeah, you're dripping with saliva. People are looking. It is not appealing.
I have an idea.
And with that, Eric put his plan into action. And truthfully, while it didn't save his father's political fate, it allowed the rest of the family to escape with their reputations relatively unscathed. The plan relied on the intervention of their sister. No, not Tiffany. Ivanka.
Ivanka.
Bad news, Dad.
Do you see what those bastards are doing to me? And after all I did for them?
It's over, Dad.
Et tu, Ivanka.
I'm sorry.
You know what happens if I step down?
I don't see any other way.
At least, I still have you.
As your daughter, I'm not, will not date you.
No. Oh, damn. It is over. It really is over.
Dad. Dad, please stop crying. I have to go.
Dolores. I hate to wake you. I got a news alert on my phone.
It's okay, Dick Tickle. I know you have responsibilities. I'll make us some tea.
Sorry, but I have to turn on your TV.
The president has called a news conference for noon Eastern time tomorrow. It is believed...
It's the First Lady. I'd better take it.
Get in here!
He's stepping down?
Of course he's stepping down. Where the hell have you been? In a cocoon?
Kind of, yeah.
This is nothing funny. I need to get away, and he's coming with me. I need your help.
You still have Air Force One at your disposal. Till noon tomorrow, anyway.
Not him, you idiot. Him.
What?
Don't play coy with me, Tickle. You know who I have been talking about. The little brown fellow that put the bug in my husband's lampshade. Your co-conspirator.
Benny?
Benjamin. He is my lover.
Yeah, I knew that.
Well, get us out of here.
Of course, but that's going to take some doing. Say, what's it worth to you?
What? You wouldn't.
I have responsibilities. New responsibilities.
Oh, really?
Yes, really. My fee is $1 million. You can afford it. And I'll make sure that you and Benny are out of town.
Out of the country. I am going back to Slovenia.
Oh, he'll love that.
But?
I'll be looking for a PayPal alert. Once the million hits my account, I'll spring into action.
You drive a hard bargain, Dick Tickle. I kind of admire that.
Oh, Eric, you're back.
I was out walking, and I've been thinking.
Me too.
Do you want to adopt me?
What?
Huh?
No.
It's time I went back to Lara to try and patch things up.
Yeah, I understand. What am I going to do? Who will be my VP?
Madam Vice President? Who? Me? Really?
Dick Tickle! Oh, my stars!
I had to see you. I just had to see you, Dolores.
What's happening?
It's true. Trump is done. Finished. Stormy is being sworn in as President of the United States right after he resigns tomorrow. She asked me to be her Vice President.
Oh, Dick Tickle!
And I'm a millionaire.
Well, cut off my legs and call me Shorty.
What? What the hell does that even mean?
I'm just excited for you. Can't you tell?
For us. Be excited for us.
I am Dick Tickle. You know I am.
Call me Dick.
I'm excited. Dick.
Call me husband.
Why, Dick? You're still married.
Oh, right. Well, I'll take care of that.
Are you asking?
Marry me, Dolores June Bellaflor. Will you marry me?
Oh, Dick. I'm as happy as a dog with two tails.
Is that a yes?
Yes, Dick, yes, I will marry you.
And with that, our tale comes to its conclusion. None of the half-baked plots intended to end Trump's run brought him down. Instead, like King Kong, 'twas beauty that slayed the beast. And she didn't do too badly, either. President Stormy Daniels. As for the rest, Don Jr. managed to talk his way into a job as spokesperson for a high-tech rodent extermination company. Ivanka and her family moved to Switzerland, where they live in relative obscurity. Eric found a new mom, and Donald J. Trump is touring the country as ringmaster of the new and improved Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus.
Where are the damn animals? I was told there'd be lions and tigers and bears. Oh my, I was lied to. Instead, acrobats, most of them Chinese. Chinese liberals. Hillary Clinton is behind this.
And Dick Tickle, he and Dolores June Bellaflor married the day after his divorce was final. She enjoyed the responsibilities of being Madam Vice President for about a day, then got straight to work on her string of true crime novels, which sold quite well, thank you kindly.
Who shall I make this out to? Who? Why, sir, do I look like I just fell off a turnip truck? That is not your real name.
As John Lennon said, the love you make is equal to the love you take. Which brings us around to Melania and Benny.
What is going on? We should be on a plane, not a train.
You didn't really think I was going to let you take me to Slovenia, did you?
Where are we going?
I've got a little house down south.
How far down south?
You'll see. She nice. We fix up. You'll see.
Benjamin? Benjamin?
You have been listening to Eric Finds His Mom, written by Joe Graceffo and directed by Scratched Up Radio Theater. Our cast featured Tazio Russo as Donald Trump, Ernie Bottom as Melania and Stormy Daniels, Aaron Brennan as Ivanka, Kent Bodensteiner as Dick Tickle, Jim Dowling as the CNN reporter, Alex Clayton as Eric Trump, Ryan Locke as Don Jr. and Josh Shapiro, Sarah Lisette Stauffer as Dolores, and Dickie Magadoff as Benny and the narrator. Our technical director, as always, is Lily Dubois. I am your host, Dickie Magadoff. Good night, and thanks for listening to Scratched Up Radio Theater.